Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the BRP Shareholders Annual Meeting. I would ask the participants in the room to turn off your cell phones and other electronic devices and to leave them off throughout the meeting. Our meeting will be held in French. A simultaneous interpretation service is available into English. If you haven't already done so, I invite you to get a translation receiver from one of our attendants. I would like to introduce the people who will assist me during this meeting. José Boisjoli, BRP's President and Chief Executive Officer, Sébastien Martel, BRP's Chief Financial Officer, and Martin Langelier, BRP's Senior Vice President, General Counsel and Public Affairs. Before I call the meeting to order, I would like to invite Mr. Langelier to give you the safety briefing. Thank you. Should the fire alarm go off, please stay calm and move to the closest exit. There are two exits located on either side of the room. Take the time to locate them. Please note that the rallying point is at the end of the parking lot on Cartier Street. Under the BRP general bylaws, I will act as chairman of the meeting and Mr. Langelier as secretary. I have in front of me copies of the notice of meeting for the annual meeting, of the proxy form, as well as management proxy request circular. Mr. Langelier has given me proof that these documents were sent out. I would ask that Mr. Langelier place these documents into the meeting file. Please note that this shareholders' annual meeting was convened to discuss those issues set out in the notice of meeting. Mark Thompson and Claire Girard from Computershare Investor Services will act as scrutineers for this meeting. The report submitted by Computershare Investor Services before the start of the meeting confirms that we have the prescribed quorum both for the multiple voting shares as well as for the restricted shares. I ask Mr. Langelier to place this report in the meeting file. I therefore declare this BRP annual shareholders meeting was duly convened and validly established to deal with the issues as per the notice of meeting. Before starting, I would like to say a few words on the rules of procedure and voting. The subjects that will be discussed today can be found in the Management Proxy Request Circular. Additional copies are available at the scrutineers table near the door. We will start the meeting by examining the items that are officially in the notice of meeting. Our presentation and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. José Boisjoli, will then give a presentation, after which there will be a Q&A for shareholders and proxy holders. If you wish to speak during the meeting, please step up to the microphone in the room and identify yourself clearly for the benefit of the shareholders president and confirm your status as a company shareholder or proxy holder. Based on the preliminary count of proxies received, of registered shareholders, and of proxy holders who will vote in person in each case in compliance with the voting procedure described in the Management Proxy Request Circular. The scrutineers have informed me that approximately 474 million votes for multiple voting shares and 24 million shares for restricted shares are represented here today. Voting will be done by ballot for all items on the agenda today. In accordance with voting procedures, designated proxy holders and registered shareholders who haven't sent in a proxy form have received a ballot for each proposal. Moving on to the first item on the agenda, I call to your attention the BRP consolidated financial statements for the year ended January 31, 2017, as well as the auditor's report on these financial statements. However, since these documents were sent to all shareholders who requested them in full compliance with the law, I will dispense Mr. Langelier from reading them. And I ask him, however, to file a copy of these documents in the meeting file. We will now move on to the election of board members. The term of elected board members starts today and will run until the next annual shareholders meeting or until the election or nomination of their replacement. BRP's management is proposing a slate of 13 candidates for election as members of the Board of Directors of BRP. You have had the opportunities on pages 14 to 26 of the 2017 circular to read a short biography as well as other information on each of them. I will now entertain a motion for the nomination of the board members whose names appear in the 2017 circular. Mr. Chairman, my name is Éric Lebel, and I am a BRP shareholder. I move that the 13 following people be nominated to act as members of the Board of Directors of BRP until the next shareholders annual meeting or until the next election or nomination of their successor: Mr. Laurent Beaudoin, Mr. Joshua Beckenstein, Mr. José Boisjoli, Mr. J.R. André Bombardier, Mr. Bill Carey, Mr. Michael Hanley, Mr. Louis Laporte, Mr. Carlos Mazorin, Mrs. Estelle Métayer, Mr. Laki Nomikos, Mr. Daniel J. O'Neill, Mr. Edward Phillip, and Mr. Joseph Robbins. Thank you. Does anyone second this motion? Mr. Chairman, my name is François Vaillancourt, and I am a BRP shareholder. I second this motion. Thank you. The motion has been duly moved and seconded. As there are no further nominees to the position of members of the Board of BRP, I ask that Mr. Langelier proceed with a vote. Thank you. I invite all the registered shareholders and their representatives who have received a ballot to fill out their blue ballot slip if it hasn't already been done. The names of the 13 candidates is printed on the ballot. By simply signing your ballot, you will be voting for the election of these three candidates to the position of members of the BRP Board of Directors. If you prefer to abstain from voting for one or more candidates, please indicate it on your voting slip, the blue slip. I now invite those who have just filled out their ballot to raise your hand and the scrutineers will collect them, the blue ballots. Thank you. I now declare the voting closed. On the basis of the proxies received before the meeting, I confirm the election of each of the 13 candidates that have been nominated to the board. The final results of the vote will be disclosed through a press release later today. Congratulations to all 13 board members that you have just elected. I wish to thank them, to thank the outgoing board for its governance and its rigorous surveillance. Thank you for your contribution and your judicious advice that allow BRP to continue to exercise its leadership in the motorized sports industry. We will now proceed with the nomination of the BRP auditors. The Board of Directors, as well as BRP's management team, recommend that we continue with Deloitte as BRP's auditors. The firm is represented today by Mr. Pierre Brodeur and Pascal Lamoureux. Their term will end at the close of the company's next shareholders annual meeting. I will now entertain a motion to renew Deloitte's mandate as BRP auditor. Mr. Chairman, my name is Annie Biron and I am a BRP shareholder. I move that Deloitte be designated as BRP auditor until the closing of the company's next shareholders annual meeting. Thank you. Does anyone second this motion? Mr. Chairman, my name is Philippe Deschênes and I am a BRP shareholder. I second this motion. Thank you. The motion has been duly moved and seconded. You must now vote on the nomination of Deloitte as auditors for BRP. Mr. Langelier, please proceed with the vote. I invite registered shareholders and their representatives having received ballots to fill out their yellow ballot if it hasn't already been done so. I now invite those who have just filled out their ballot to raise your hand and the scrutineers to collect them. I now declare the voting closed. On the basis of proxies received before the meeting, I confirm the nomination of Deloitte as auditors of BRP. Final results of the vote will be made available on SEDAR. In light of these results, I want to congratulate Deloitte for the renewed mandate that you have granted them, as well as for the confidence that you have expressed in them. This concludes the examination of the items officially listed on the notice of meeting of the shareholders' annual meeting. I now invite BRP's President and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. José Boisoli, and the Director of the Financial Officer to give their presentation. Thank you, Laurent. Dear shareholders, colleagues, and distinguished guests, welcome to Valcourt for this fourth shareholders' annual meeting. I have the pleasure to inform you of our performance and of our results during the 2017 fiscal year ended last January 31st. During the year, we were focused to move our three strategic priorities forward: growth, agility, and lean enterprise. Allow me to give you the highlights for each of them. First, growth. Our growth is directly linked to the Can-Am brand, especially side-by-side vehicles. Last year, our Defender vehicles, launched in December 2015, had a certain impact on our annual sales. Moreover, last fall, we launched a sports performance vehicle, the Can-Am Maverick X3, that gained immediate popularity, resulting in excellent sales in the last quarter of the year. These two vehicles are part of our commitment to launch a new side-by-side vehicle every 6 months until 2020. This year, we also introduced the F3 Limited Can-Am Spider that allows you to share the road with a friend. As you can see, we've introduced a lot of new products in our 2016 all-season lineup. The Sea-Doo Watercraft has also had an appreciable impact on our sales, not only the Spark model that continues to grow the industry, but also our so-called traditional watercraft. Also, in September, we launched the Sea-Doo Spark Trix watercraft, allowing us to do unique maneuver over water, to do tricks, if you will, with incredible ease. This watercraft is sure to attract even more of the new generation of customers. In 2016, we introduced, for the first time in 20 years, simultaneously, a brand new engine platform for the Ski-Doo, allowing for effortless and accurate maneuverability, as well as the best power in the industry. Snowmobiles equipped with these innovations were very popular and were the main reason for the increased sales in retail this year. Finally, Evinrude. We've launched in the outboard E-Tech G2 motors the 100 to 200 HP range. It rests on the success of the 300 horsepower 200HO models launched in 2014 to introduce intermediate power outboards to entice even more recreational boaters into the new era of outboard motors. True to our heritage, we will continue to innovate and to renew ourselves to remain at the forefront of the industry. Our future growth doesn't only depend on our products. We need good dealers and good coverage in each region. We have therefore added 17 new recreation vehicle dealers in North America, improving our coverage for side-by-side and Spider vehicles by 33% in 4 years. With the addition of 289 dealers, we were able to reach our target of adding 200 to 300 new dealers by the end of fiscal 2017, as announced during the 2013 IPO. Today, we are satisfied with our greatly improved coverage. Our main objective for the future is to improve the quality of our network and to become an essential dealer for multi-brand dealers with the best value proposition of the industry. On the international scene, we've grouped together the Scandinavian and Western European regions to increase the synergy between these teams. This region has had steady growth since the Great Recession of 2008. Also, I would be remiss not to mention BRP's steady progression in Mexico, especially in side-by-side vehicles, off-road vehicles. Now, agility. During fiscal 2017, agility was a key asset for the corporation as a whole, both on the manufacturing side as well as for all other activities. The many vehicles launched this year were all conceived based on the BM2 modularity principles adopted from the automobile industry. These principles offer more flexibility in design, fabrication, and assembly of our vehicles, which allows us to give an unprecedented number of new vehicles over a very short period of time. Now, lean enterprise. In December 2015, BRP announced an investment of $118 million in its Valcourt manufacturing site. The first phase of this five-year project is now over, and we can already see important gains in efficiency due in part to a better material flow, a decrease in inventory, shorter configuration time, and new technologies that decrease our manufacturing costs and create value for our clients. At our Gunskirchen site in Austria. Our 2020 plan allows us to decrease the number of assembly lines from 5 to 2, while introducing new technologies like plasma coating and start in-house manufacturing of our turbocharged systems. These initiatives allow us to design high-performance and more efficient engines in terms of fuel consumption. Now, our new Juarez 2 plant in Mexico is probably the most efficient of all our manufacturing sites. This plant is a key element to our exceptional growth in side-by-side vehicles, as well as our capacities to launch a new side-by-side every 6 months. The unit flow production system allows us to only keep 8 hours of stock on hand, which represents a huge gain in efficiency. I'm convinced that these three strategic priorities are very beneficial for BRP in the short and medium term, and that they will guarantee the growth in value of the company while allowing it to be more competitive against the global competition. I am now turning it over to Sébastien Martel, our Chief Financial Officer, who will give you the financial results of our first quarter of fiscal 2018, as announced this morning. Thank you, José, and welcome, everyone. This morning, we will present the results of our quarter ended April 30th, 2017. This first quarter has seen a lot of growth propelled by excellent results from our side-by-side vehicles and of our other products. We continue to outperform the industry throughout the world. Our sales grew by 3%, reaching $956 million, a record for a first quarter at BRP. Our standardized EBITDA increased by 41% to a total of $81 million. Our standardized net earnings per share was at 25 cents per share, an increase of 21 cents compared to the first quarter last year. This excellent first quarter leads us to review our forecasts for 2017. We've concluded a first quarter ahead of our forecast thanks to the combination of strong growth of our side-by-side vehicles, our higher sales of parts, accessories, and clothing, and the rigorous and ongoing management of our operating sales. And sales in the spring of snowmobiles were higher than expected, which increases our outlook for next year. Considering these elements, we are revising upward our growth forecasts. The total forecasts go from 4 to 8%. And based on this increased income, we are increasing our growth forecasts in standardized EBITDA, which leads our growth forecasts to 10 to 13%. This increases our normalized EBITDA by 5 cents, now located between 220 and 232, which represents an increase of 12 to 18% compared to last year. Finally, as you know, BRP has evolved considerably since we entered the stock market 4 years ago. Our portfolio is more balanced, especially with all-season products that now reach $1.6 billion of income in 2017, an increase of 57% compared to our results before our IPO. Our standardized EBITDA also grew by 50% during the same period, reaching more than $500 million last year. Our manufacturing footprint is also well diversified, and we're better established in global markets. Our presence is also greater on the most important of market in motorized sports, that of the U.S. As a consequence, due to the strength of our balance sheet, of our positive forecast for the company, we've announced the payout of a quarterly dividend of 8 cents per share and the launch of an important public share buyback to the tune of $350 million. We believe that this distribution of capital plan will improve the return of all our shareholders while keeping our flexibility for our growth plan. I would like to turn the microphone back to José for the closing remarks. Thank you, Sébastien. To conclude, this year, we outdid ourselves. I can only tell you how proud I am of all our employees. Faultless execution, constant attention to our strategic priorities and projects, a commitment to meet established objectives were all really exceptional. Congratulations to the whole team. I'm convinced that our diversification in products, markets, and our manufacturing footprint are the key to our success and a guarantee for our future. This is what sets us apart from all our competitors in our industries. In closing, I would like to thank all our business partners and our suppliers for their support during the last year, as well as all our dealers and consumers throughout the world who gave us their trust and shared our passion. Thank you for your attention. And I will now turn it over to our Chairman of the Board, Mr. Beaudoin. Thank you. Thank you, José. We've now reached the question period. We therefore ask you to ask your questions at the microphone, identify yourselves by name, and mention if you are a shareholder or proxy holder. If there are no other questions or comments, I would invite a motion for adjournment. Mr. Chairman, my name is Paul Morissette, and I am a proxy holder of a BRP shareholder. I move to adjourn the meeting. Thank you. Does anyone second this motion? Mr. Chairman, my name is Anna Rosa Marical. I am a BRP proxy holder. I second this motion. Thank you. Are there any opposed? So the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.